be back now as we get ready for tip-off of the boys' matchup with Tupka and Stanhope Elmore. Time for our Keys to the Game, brought to you by Remax Cornerstone Realty. Mitch, what have you got?
Well, number one thing is always going to be getting the ball to your bigs. Down low, in that low post, Indians have really been successful when doing so this season. Letting Caleb Ballard and Tom Sutton go to work down low. And then the other thing is play some tight defense. Lost that game against Park Crossing back on Tuesday night and really did not do a great job of stopping the perimeter shooting. Park Crossing finished the night with about 12 three-pointers, something that we are totally not used to seeing from this Indians team.
Indians coming into this one, coached by Stephen Thomas, a 14-7 record on the season, 2-0 in the area. They sit in first in 6A Area 4. Meanwhile, the Austin Moncus coach Stanhope Elmore Mustangs are 8-14 this season, 0-2 in the area, and are in third at the moment. The area standings right now, Wetumpka first at 2-0, Percy Julian 1-1 and second, and Stanhope Elmore 0-2 in third. This game could really establish Wetumpka as the front runner to be able to get that home court advantage that we mentioned in the girls matchup. Same deal here. Wetumpka winning would solidify them as probably the home team for the area tournament. Percy Julian would still have a say in it if they can beat Stanhope in the next time they play them. Wetumpka and Percy Julian will face off again next week. Time for our starting lineups, brought to you by First Community Bank. First Community Bank, let's do life together. As Stanhope Elmore gets ready, so do the Indians. For Wetumpka, the lineup, Jeremiah Smiley, the senior guard, with the senior Chris Robinson and sophomore forward Caleb Ballard. Tom Sutton in the lineup once again for Wetumpka, and Andrew Voiles will round out the starting five for Wetumpka with Stephen Thomas as the head coach. For Stanhope Elmore, Terrence Collins, he's been a big threat for this Mustangs team. I'll tell you more about him in just a little bit. Jarmico Jackson, Cortland Crosby, Isaiah Petaway, and Dakaro Johnson will be the starting five for Stanhope, with Austin Moncus as the first-year head coach for the Mustangs. Wetumpka will be in their all-white uniforms with black numbers and black lettering, while Stanhope Elmore in their black uniforms with red trim, red numbers, and the script Mustangs on the front of the jersey. I mentioned Terrence Collins just a moment ago. Collins against Wetumpka about 10 days ago, 28 points. Stanhope Elmore only scored 53 total. So Collins outscored the rest of his team combined in that matchup. He was the leading scorer among all players that touched the floor in that one. For Wetumpka, Chris Robinson was the top man that led the way with 23 points in that ball game, but they did have a strong showing that we saw from Andrew Boyles as well. Going to be interesting to see who we can look out for here in this one. Caleb Ballard was a guy, similar story here for this boys matchup as what we saw in the girls last time that they played as well. Wetumpka struggled to get inside a little bit. We didn't really see as much action from guys like Caleb Ballard for the boys, similar to how we didn't see as much from Queen Ballard in the girls matchup when we were out in Millbrook. Interesting to see if that's maybe any different here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this team has really shown the ability to show all over the court. You can have guys like Andrew Voiles, Miller Lombardi, and, of course, Chris Robinson. They can all shoot the ball. They can all drive inside as well. This team is a very balanced offense, and I'd like to see them rely on that to get this one.
Indians breaking their huddle here, getting ready to get underway as Wetumpka takes to the floor. Caleb Ballard will be set for the tip-off. As you hear the tomahawk chop start, and that means we are ready for tip-off. Caleb Ballard set to do battle here on the jump ball with Dakaro Johnson. Ballard just slightly taller than him, but this is one of the closer matchups that we will see Ballard have go against him this season. Again, for Wetumpka, it'll be Ballard, Smiley, Sutton, Boyles, and Robinson on the floor. Jump ball goes in favor of Wetumpka. Caleb Ballard with a great job there to start things off with the tip-off. Smiley will have it for the Indians. He'll give to Sutton. Sutton now kicks back up top. Smiley again. Now Boyles over to Chris Robinson in the far corner. He drives down the baseline. Couldn't get a first shot attempt. Got it again. Couldn't make it. And Stanhope comes away with it now. Trying to race down the floor was Terrence Collins, but he ran out of real estate and stepped out of bounds on the sideline. Not often you see a turnover like that, especially from Collins, their leading scorer. Andrew Voiles will have it for Wetumpka. He will try and drive now, but spins back around, gives to Sutteth at the top of the key. Now Smiley, Robinson, near corner, looks inside. This is Ballard. He'll spin and get a shot in the post to go. 2-0 Indians. 7:15 to play in the first. Mustangs with Isaiah Petaway passing inside down the baseline. Johnson couldn't get anything, but a three from Collins off the mark as well. Here comes Isaiah Petaway. He'll kick back out up top. Cortland Crosby will slow everything down for Stanhope. Bounce pass now, stolen away. Ballard by himself, jam it down. Ballard's fired up, so are the black and gold. 4-0. Wetumpka with the early lead here. Officials stopped play for a moment. They will resume now. I think Ballard maybe got a warning there. He was pretty adamant about the celebration. They'll get the inbound to Collins. He's trapped in the corner, but gives to Jarmico Jackson. Mustangs now with Cortland Crosby. Crosby looking. Floater pass. The alley-oop attempt to Johnson will not work out. Chris Robinson got a hand in there to defend it. Voiles now. He'll drive in from the right side. Or left side, that is. Couldn't get the lay, but he draws a foul. And I believe it'll be called against Jarmico Jackson. Whistle blown here, and I think Coach Monkus is getting a warning for Stanhope Elmore. Foul goes against Jarmico Jackson for Stanhope. And I'm not sure what Monkus did, but they pointed right at him there in what seemed like a warning. He got one. But we saw a warning last time these two faced off as well. Coach Thomas was called for one in that game. Voiles, for his first free throw, will get it to go. 5-0 Wetumpka. 6:28 left to go in the first quarter. Voiles shooting his second free throw right here. And knocks that one down as well. A 6-0 start for Wetumpka. Mustangs looking for their first basket. Near corner, three. Johnson, no good. Racing for the board. Ballard tried to save it, but it goes out of bounds and stays with Stanhope.
Yeah, and maybe not the greatest play there from Caleb Ballard. Last touch by Stanhope, and maybe just let that one trickle out of bounds, but Ballard wanted to make a play on it.
This is always fun when Jackson has to inbound right in front of the student section. A lot of chirping coming from the tribe over there. Now Petaway, bounce pass inside. Jackson standing in the paint. He'll find some space. Can't get a mid-range shot to go as Sutteth gets the board, gives to Voiles. 6 minutes left in the quarter. Robinson, long two is good. 8-0 Wetumpka. Timeout Stanhope. And with 5:55 left in the first quarter, Indians are shutting out the Mustangs so far. 8-0 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there.
Stanhope Elmore has it after the timeout. They'll try and drive inside quickly on the inbound. Couldn't get anything to go. And Wetumpka trying to come away with it here. Goes out of bounds at about midcourt. And on the scuffle there, I believe Stanhope will retain possession. Terrence Collins will inbound from midcourt here as Wetumpka still leads it 8-0. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Cortland Crosby, bounce pass almost taken away by Ballard, but instead, Caleb Ballard will be called for the foul.
Tough break there for Caleb Ballard, who's trying to swing around the side there of that Mustang player, but he had his arm wrapped around him. They're going to get him for the reach in every time.
Inbounding from the baseline, Jarmico Jackson looking for somewhere to go. Now they've got a man in Terrence Collins in the near corner, but he retreats and gives to Cortland Crosby back up top. Petaway now passing to Crosby, looking for somewhere to go as he's covered by Robinson. Has it stolen away? Here's Robinson, who is tripped up by Cortland Crosby, and that'll be a foul every time.
And a tough tumble to the ground there for Chris Robinson, and definitely not thrilled with getting tripped up there. Indians had numbers on the fast break.
So Crosby gets a foul called against him. And Robinson will inbound for Wetumpka. Robinson with it. Now looping around. It'll go to Voiles. He pulls the three. No good. Collins with a rebound. And with 5 minutes left in the first, Stanhope still looking for its first bucket. Crosby fires over to Jackson. Back to Crosby again. Trying to find somewhere to penetrate. Looked at a three. Instead, they'll go to Jackson. Petaway thought differently of the three-pointer. Jackson, now Crosby again. Long possession here. And Stanhope methodically looking for that first bucket. Now they'll look inside. This is Crosby in the post. In trouble. Kicks back out. Jackson. Now a three-pointer. Isaiah Petaway in and out. No good. Stanhope comes away with a board. Can't get the put back. But DeCaro Johnson gets a second opportunity. He can't get either of them. But a foul is called. Goes against Stanhope, I believe, as DeCaro Johnson was called for it on the rebound effort. He got the putback effort, couldn't make that, then couldn't get the second attempt either, and comes away with a foul called against him as well.
I think it was a little bit of an over-the-back call there. He's trying to get the rebound over Tom Suddeth, and not easy points there. And really a big credit here to Wetumpka's defense. They've been real strong in the paint, and a lot of these shots have been very much contested for the Mustangs.
Mustangs playing back quite a bit. They'll let Wetumpka come up the floor without much struggle. Now passing to everyone there. They had some quick ball movement that eventually comes right back up top to Voiles. They had a look at Suddeth under the basket, but he didn't do anything with it. Now Ballard standing at the free throw line with it. He'll try and drive in, go off the glass, can't get it. Collins with a rebound and manages to escape the pressure on the battle for the board. Petaway gives to Jaden Wise, and back to Petaway again. 3:45 left in the quarter. Jackson over now to Wise, and back to Jackson once more. This is Crosby, who now gives to Petaway, and back over to Wise. Everybody getting an opportunity here. Collins with it again for Stanhope. In trouble, but he'll drive in anyway. Got it off the glass. He'll get a foul called as well. Terrence Collins finally gets Stanhope Elmore its first points with 3:28 left in the first quarter. That's 8-2, a free throw coming for Terrence Collins as Jeremiah Smiley will exit for Wetumpka. LT Davis makes his debut tonight. Collins, free throw off the front of the rim. Mustangs had a chance at a board. Instead, Davis gets it, gives to Voiles. Voiles was looking to try and get in the post. Instead, he'll go back up top to Robinson. He drives in, whistle blown, double dribble called against Robinson. Turnover there from Wetumpka. going to try and maintain what was a strong 8-0 run in the first 4 minutes of this game. Jaden Wise will give to Jackson. Now Terrence Collins working with Jordan Moore. Back with it up top, Isaiah Petaway. 3 minutes left in the quarter as Jordan Moore will spin around trying to get in the post. Goes up, almost blocked by Ballard. Instead, they call a foul.
Second foul there on Caleb Ballard. Got to watch that as this game goes on. He's a huge part of this Indians, both offense and defense, really dominating paint presence. Definitely do not want to have to make him sit on the bench.
Jordan Moore now will shoot two free throws as he makes the first of them. Started off with the first 8 points of this game going in favor of Wetumpka, but we knew that Stanhope wouldn't go away that easily as they've scored the last three with another free throw on the way here in just a moment from Moore. Can't get that one to go. Robinson with a nice rebound. And he will bring it up. 2:48 left in the first quarter. Robinson fires inside. Suttet goes up. Had plenty of room for it as he gets it to drop. 10-3 now, Wetumpka.
And honestly surprised they didn't give the foul call there to Tom Suttet. Had his arm kind of grabbed as he went up for it, but a great job to finish through contact regardless.
Jackson to Moore. Jordan Moore gives to Jaden Wise. Now a strong pass into the paint there that comes right back to him as Jaden Wise was looking at Moore but got it right back. Now with it is Isaiah Petaway, just trying to find some space. Terrence Collins from beyond the arc. He'll drive in but then kick back out again. Now with it again. Petaway spinning. Goes up for a floater from the far side. No good. John Hudson Wingard with a rebound. Wingard entering for the first time tonight.
Indians, again, just playing some great defense. Every single time the Mustangs go for a pass, somebody comes crashing in, playing some real tight defense, and then doing a great job of contesting these shots as well.
Voiles to Robinson in the far corner. He tries to give back to Voiles, but it is stolen away here, quickly taken back by Wetumpka. In disarray, Robinson to Voiles. In the far corner, he'll try and drive down the baseline. A lot of contact as he goes up for one, and a foul is called.
That's a great job there by Andrew Voiles. That's a tough shot from directly under the basket, but sees all the defenders around him, decided to go up anyway in hopes of drawing a foul, and does so there.
So Andrew Voiles will now shoot two free throws with a minute 23 left in the first. Knocks down the first free throw.
Substitution here for the Mustangs.
Yeah, they'll make plenty of changes. Mason Dobbs on the floor for the first time, along with Cortland Crosby still out there with DeCaro Johnson. Also on the floor, Jaden Wise and Cameron Fenderson. Saw a lot of that with Stanhope before as Boyles made the second free throw, makes it 12-3. Minute 15 left in the first quarter. Crosby gives to Wise. Now Fenderson with it. Fenderson trying to drive in, kicking back out. Wise, he'll drive, can't get a floater to fall, and a rebound from Andrew Voiles. 12-3, minute left in the first quarter. Voiles now, hop, skip, goes up for a lay, cannot get it either. Jaden Wise comes away with it for Stanhope with 50 seconds left in the first. Crosby gives to Dobbs from the far side at the top of the key now. And Fenderson will drive in. He'll go for a floater. Gets a roll to go his way. And it's 12-5 now. Last 30 seconds of the fourth quarter, or first quarter that is, Andrew Voiles will pull a three and cash it in. A 10-point lead for Wetumpka here in the opening quarter. 15-5, 20 seconds to go in the first. Crosby to Wise. Wise now looks in to Dobbs. He tries to drive in, lost it, went out of bounds. And Wetumpka basketball. 11.8 on the clock in the first quarter. Bounce pass to Voiles. He's going to walk his way up and make sure this is his last possession of the quarter. Boyle's trying to direct traffic. There's only 3 seconds on the clock now. 1 second. Robinson goes up for a lay. Couldn't get it at the buzzer. And that ends quarter number one. 15-5. Black and gold in front over Stanhope on the Collier Ford. Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
To 5, our score. Wetumpka leading it over Stanhope Elmore as we enter quarter number two. It was all Wetumpka for the first 4 minutes of that game, 8-0 there in that first quarter. And then Stanhope Elmore started to battle back and got the 5 points, but Wetumpka kept the pedal down. They lead it by 10 here. Stanhope will have possession to start the second quarter. Crosby will try to look at driving in. Instead, he will give it back out. This is Fenderson, who passes to Johnson. He tried to get something going driving down the baseline, and nothing doing. Goes out of bounds with Wetumpka ball.
And again, this Indians team playing some of the best defense that they have all season. Multiple bodies attacking whoever has it down low in the paint especially, but a great job of getting bodies on people and just continuing to contest these shots from Stanhope Elmore.
Andrew Voiles will try and drive down the left side of the lane. Full head of steam as he lays it in. 17-5, Wetumpka. Crosby. He'll give to Fenderson. Fenderson misfires the pass back, and that'll be a backcourt violation. Crosby had to chase it down on the opposite end of the line there. And a turnover on a costly mistake for Stanhope.
Yeah, and that's just a miscommunication there. Thought Crosby was going to come back out and kind of settle in front of that half-court logo, but instead was starting to crash inside and just passed it where nobody was home.
Robinson will inbound. He'll fire it back to Suddeth in the backcourt, who gives to Voiles. As he brings it up the floor here, spreading everyone around a little bit, gives to Suddeth. He tries to drive in, but a whistle blown beforehand. And I believe Wetumpka's going to be called for a foul away from the ball there. Or, pardon, that's a violation. I think Wingard was in the paint a little bit too long. 7 minutes left in the third. Or in the second quarter, that is. Jaden Wise here will give to Crosby. Crosby a pass to Dobbs up top. Bounce passing inside here, trying to scoop it off the floor, but a foul called first. Boy, it was a really tough effort there from Jaden Wise as he was surrounded by three Indians and somehow is going to come away with possession out of that. Wise will inbound from the baseline. Bounce pass there, going up, got it off the glass is Mason Dobbs. And he draws a foul. Miller Lombardi is going to be called for this one.
And Miller Lombardi was called for that first foul as well. So two fouls in a span of about 30 seconds there. And it'll send Dobbs, to the free throw line there. And after those two quick fouls, Lombardi will take a seat and Smiley will come on in his place.
So an and one free throw coming now for Mason Dobbs as Stanhope Elmore trails by 10. And he'll get that one to go as well. 17-8 the score. 6:42 left to go in the first half. Voiles. He will drive again. Trying to go with that left side once more. Spinning, and a travel is going to be called.
Yeah, tough break there. Four of Voiles hit the spin move, and that pivot foot just slid ever so slightly, but right in front of the official, they're going to call that one.
Tough turnover there. Got to be careful with those as Stanhope's going to try and claw their way back into this. Dobbs to Crosby, and now Cameron Fenderson passes to Pettaway, and now back over to Crosby again on the far side. Johnson with it, and Pettaway again. Stanhope's been really good about the ball movement over the last few games. They try and drive inside again with Pettaway. He kicks out, but it misfires, and they're going to say Wetumpka had a finger on it that sent it out of bounds. Fenderson will inbound from the baseline now. Looking for someone, running out of time. He finally gets it to Mason Dobbs at the top of the key. A pass there, a little too high for Crosby, fortunately picked up by Fenderson. Crosby has it again and gave to Pettaway. Now a bounce pass inside. Fenderson lost it. Wetumpka comes away with it. Andrew Voiles has it now. It was he and a couple other Indians were all involved in stealing that one. Robinson open in the near corner. He'll drive down the baseline. Got the bucket right under the rim, and he will draw a foul.
First bucket of the night there for Chris Robinson, in a great way to do so. Open in the corner, pump fake, get your man in the air. Gives him some space to go ahead and drive inside, and great job there finishing through contact yet again.
Robinson with an and one free throw coming. An 11-point lead for Wetumpka. Everyone trying to catch their breath, and I'll tell you, it is a packed house. I don't know if it's the warm bodies, but it is hot in here. And it's probably going to have an effect on these players as well, as they are playing all out in this rivalry matchup right now. An inbound there after the make. Wow, that was chaotic. Wetumpka made the free throw. Stanhope tried to inbound from the baseline. And Cortland Crosby's inbound hit the back of the backboard there. And then on the scramble for it, there was a foul called as Wetumpka drew the foul. Andrew Voiles will inbound. All that chaos started because it hit the back of the backboard on the inbound. Voiles has it now for Wetumpka. 5:30 left in the first half. Robinson looked inside for Ballard. A foul called again off the ball, I believe. Right as he was trying to pass it to Caleb Ballard, Jordan Moore was called for the foul. Moore was reaching around Caleb Ballard there. Exactly 5:30 left now in the first half. Boyles lobs a pass to Ballard. He'll give to Robinson up top. He tries to drive in, gives to Ballard instead, who lost the handle of it before he could go up with it. Goes out of bounds. Again, Wetumpka holding on to possession, though. This has been a long time with them holding on to the basketball.
And honestly, surprised about the no foul call there on Caleb Ballard when he lost it for a second. Looked like he almost got a hand to the face there from Jordan Moore.
Robinson looked inside, gave to Ballard. He manages to get the lay, and a foul is called. It's a shooting foul that Caleb Ballard will benefit from. Went against Jordan Moore that time. Ballard was fired up about it again. He has been showing the emotions with each bucket so far. 23-8 as he makes the free throw. A 15-point lead for Wetumpka in this first half. Stanhope in trouble. He's going to be forced into the backcourt there, but Coach Monkus gets a timeout off before that happens. With 5:11 left in the half now, Coach Monkus saves Stanhope from what would have been a turnover had he fallen into the backcourt or tried to pass it into the backcourt, which is where he was trying to go with it. 23-8, our score, Wetumpka with the advantage. At First Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Teams coming out of their huddles now. Stanhope has got to find an answer. Terrence Collins has been extremely quiet so far. Stanhope's got to find a way to get him involved. As Stanhope will inbound here with Cameron Fenderson. And I mentioned Terrence Collins, who's not on the floor right now, by the way. They'll pass inside now, giving to Mason Dobbs. They fire to Fenderson. Now in the near corner is Moore, but right back to Fenderson again and up top with Crosby. Fenderson, now Dobbs. Bounce pass inside as they go all around. Everybody getting a touch. Crosby will drive in. Euro step. Won't be able to get a good look at the shot, though, and it is deflected and sent out of bounds.
I think it was Caleb Ballard who got a hands on that. Credit him for the block coming from behind, just significantly taller than the Mustang there, and great job to swat it out of bounds.
Fenderson lobs one, nearly had a backcourt violation again as he caught it right at the line there. Jacaro Johnson, Isaiah Petaway here had it. Now looking to drive in is Mason Dobbs. Back up top, three-pointer off the mark there from Jordan Moore. Battling for this board. Tom Suttit has it, whistle's blown. And they're going to get Stanhope here for what was a violent interaction. Andrew Voiles is getting a talking to by the official as well. After, I think, Stanhope had a few words to say on the floor. And they're going to call Isaiah Petaway for a foul here. Wetumpka is in the bonus now, so Tom Suttit will be shooting free throws after the reach-in was called against Petaway. It's been getting chippy as we go here.
Yeah, and Stanhope Elmore starting to show their frustration because of this Indians' great defense. Just haven't been able to get anything going as the first free throw good from Suttit.
24-8, Tom Suttit shooting a free throw here after making the first. It has been all black and gold so far. Second free throw from Suttit, good as well. 25-8. 4:23 left to go in this first half. Fenderson will inbound to Moore, and Fenderson will bring it up. Wetumpka showing a little bit of pressure in the backcourt now as well, as Fenderson works his way down the floor. Looping around, they'll go back up top to Crosby. Now Dobbs with it, tried to drive in. Lost his dribble and stumbled. Suttit picks it up, gives to Voiles. 4 minutes to go in the half. Pass inside, Ballard. Back up top, Voiles for three off the front of the rim here. Great rebound effort from Smiley, but he lost it on the pass attempt. Mason Dobbs picked it up for Stanhope. They'll give to Crosby. Crosby with Fenderson as he backs off and gives over to Jackson and right back to him again. They take turns with it. Now Crosby involved. He'll pull the three off target there. Ballard with a great board. Voiles for Wetumpka. Getting things set up, not taking much urgency here. Jeremiah Smiley tried to drive, had it swatted away though by Fenderson, and then picked it up. A travel called against Smiley after he picked it up. Took a couple steps there under the basket. Substitutions for both teams coming after that whistle, as LT Davis will enter in the place of Smiley. Coming out for Stanhope now is Jordan Moore. Jacaro Johnson out there for the Mustangs. Fenderson up top with Crosby. And now Mason Dobbs with it. Looks inside. This is Fenderson. Back up top again. Fenderson again in the paint. And now Dobbs. Dobbs from outside. Keeps losing his dribble there as he tries to go with the crossover move. And Fenderson will have it up top again as they have to reset once more. Crosby spinning, bounce pass inside, taken away. Here's Andrew Voiles coast to coast, goes up with it and draws the foul. Boy, it just seems like everything that Stanhope has tried to do each possession, their initial plan has not worked. They've always had to go to plan B or C on each possession.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of fouls, and Indians already were in the bonus just about 3.5 minutes into this second quarter, and then you look at the other end of the floor, and nothing coming easy for the Mustangs. I mean, every single shot, like I've been talking about all game, just contested by the Indians. This 2-3 zone is really working out for them.
Andrew Voiles missed the first free throw. Second attempt, much better, 26-8.
That free throw puts Voiles in double digits. He's got 10 of the Indians, 26.
Fenderson to Jackson as they have to work their way up. Running out of time here in the backcourt, but they finally get it across. Crosby, he'll try and drive in. Kick out. Fenderson for three. Off to the right and an air ball. It will trail out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Andrew Voiles. And I'm not quite sure. He was trying to stop Jarmico Jackson from getting to it. And I guess they're saying that maybe it hit Boyle's knee in the process of that.
He was doing a great job boxing out, though.
Stanhope will still have it after that. Fenderson tried to pass, but taken away. LT Davis, he'll try and show the speed now as he races down, but a foul goes against Jarmico Jackson beforehand. Again, Wetumpka heading to the free throw line.
And that's three on Jarmico Johnson.
LT Davis on the free throw. He's got that one. And you mentioned Jarmico Jackson with the three fouls. They've really stacked up for Wetumpka, or for Stanhope Elmore so far. Five total in this period, or six, that is. And quickly got into the bonus in that first quarter as well, did Wetumpka. So foul trouble already becoming a factor. Second free throw from Davis, no good. They will stop play here, and I'm not sure if it was a lane violation. I think it was. No, they're going to say this was another foul, and Tom Suddeth will now head to the free throw line. Coach Marcus is visibly frustrated. LT Davis had his chance at the line. Now Tom Suddeth shooting two immediately after. His first free throw in and out.
A third of the Indians' points coming from the free throw line tonight. 9 of 27 and 10 team fouls there for the Mustangs. Got to clean that up if you're a Stanhope Elmore fan.
Second free throw from Suddeth off the front of the rim. Rebound by Cortland Crosby. 2 minutes left in the half. Stanhope needs something here just to get a heartbeat. Foul is called on the floor here against Andrew Voiles as Cameron Fenderson got tripped up. 2 minutes to go in the half.
And Coach Thomas not thrilled about that foul call, and I have to agree with him there. Thought it should have been an offensive foul. You had Fenderson kind of extend that arm and that elbow against Royals.
Cortland Crosby will pass to Jaden Slater, who is entered for the first time. Now a three-pointer from up top. No good there, as it was Crosby who couldn't get it. But then Stanhope gets a board, manages to get a bucket from right under the basket. 27-10. Suddeth inside, immediately able to get one to go for Wetumpka. Great vision there from Chris Robinson as he looked inside and found Suddeth. 29-10, Wetumpka. Minute 20 to go in the half.
You talk about that vision there from Robinson. Leads the state in assists right now, averaging just over 9 per game.
Three-pointer for Stanhope, no good. Mason Dobbs could not connect. A minute 5 now in the half, and a 19-point lead. Suddeth was tripped up as they tried to pass inside. No whistle there. And Mason Dobbs comes away with it. His pass deflected, but still picked up by Fenderson for Stanhope. He'll drive inside, almost blocked, or he was blocked, but then a foul called against Caleb Ballard.
Ballard, again, not thrilled with the foul call there, saying he was straight up in the air. Tough foul call there. Takes a block off the board.
Stanhope will take anything they can get right now. They've got to take advantage of these free throws to try and get back in it. Fenderson will miss the first. 19-point lead for Wetumpka right now. Make sure to stick around. Our City of Wetumpka halftime show coming up in about 52 seconds of game time. As the second free throw is good from Fenderson, makes it 29-11. They will roll this one in as Voiles will pick it up, and then official will blow it dead for a moment. I think there's a wet spot here on the floor, and they're going to try and get somebody to come clean this up. Having to stop play here for just a moment while they get a towel to wipe off the wet spot there on the near side of the basket from where we're sitting. There's 50 seconds left in the quarter and in the half, as one of our athletic trainers will come and help clean that up.
Appreciate Zach Weston for that one, and slid his shoe across the floor right there, checking to make sure it was all good.
Andrew Voiles gets the inbound. Wetumpka with possession again. 45 seconds and a half to go. Pass to LT Davis. He gives to Wingard. And back up top to Voiles again. Voiles now with 35 seconds. Bounce pass to Robinson. He tries to drive in. Kicks out. Voiles pump fakes a three. Steps up. Now step back. Three. Bottom. Andrew Voiles with a statement three makes it 32-11. 20 seconds left in the half. Launching the ball down court here. Slater had it for a moment. Taken away. Here comes Andrew Voiles. 10 seconds to go in the half. Pass to Robinson. 8 seconds. Driving in. Floater. Got it. And the foul.
Everything coming up right here for the Indians in this first half of play. And that foul called against Cortland Crosby, if that's his second.
A lot of fouls, a physical ball game so far, but it has been all Wetumpka throughout this one. Second free throw, or the and one, no good. Wingard got the rebound. 3 seconds, two, one. Sudduth driving in, got it before the buzzer. Off the glass, it's 34-11. End of the first half, Wetumpka with a 23-point lead over rival Stanhope. We'll take a break, and then when we return, the City of Wetumpka halftime show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with REMAX Cornerstone Realty.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Indians with a whopping 25-point lead here at halftime, 36-11 over the rival Stanhope Elmore Mustangs. Indians were led in that first half by Andrew Voiles, finished out with 13 points, two made threes, and five free throws made there for Voiles. Voiles also came away with three rebounds, four assists, and a steal. Just a really well-put-together half from him. Caleb Ballard had 6 points as well, and can't talk about it without talking about the other big man as well. Tom Sutton finishes with 8 points and six rebounds to go with it. Great showing here from the Indians. Chris Robinson as well, picking up five assists to go with his 5 points. If he holds pace, he'll have a double-double with assists and points. On the other side, leading scorer for the Mustangs, Cameron Fenderson with 3 points, as well as Mason Dobbs with three as well. As it seemed, though, Indians have nine steals, and on top of that, just playing some really locked-down defense across the board.
Yeah, it's been really impressive to see. I mean, you give up 5 points in the first quarter and then 6 points in the second quarter. I mean, you're never going to be upset about that. It's been interesting to me, though, how little we have seen of Terrence Collins so far for Stanhope Elmore. You know, we mentioned in the pregame he scored 28 points against Wetumpka and really was one of the sole reasons that Stanhope was able to stay in that ball game with the Indians just 10 days ago. And we have barely seen him on the floor so far. And when he's been out there, he has not really been as productive as we would have expected. So what his role looks like in the second half, how Wetumpka continues to limit his effectiveness, is going to decide whether this 25-point lead grows or shrinks in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was an interesting decision for how little Collins was on the floor there. Only probably played about 6 minutes of that first half, and definitely surprising to see considering the 28 points. But you look back to that game just a week ago, and Stanhope Elmore was really shooting the three well. They did it in both games, but this game too definitely dominated the girls' game in the three-point percentage as well. But just nothing being able to fall, the Mustangs really can't just buy a bucket. Whether they get an open look or it's contested, just haven't had anything go their way.
Yeah, no question. Wetumpka has continued to be effective in every facet, but they've also lived at the free throw line so far. There's been a lot of them called either way, but Wetumpka has been able to take advantage of those trips to the stripe. That's going to be another big part of this second half, is how many times they can continue to get to the line. We've seen them get into the bonus within the first 3 or 4 minutes of each period so far. And if you can continue to draw a lot of contact in what's already a chippy game, you can expect to get a lot of opportunities for free throws and a lot of opportunities for buckets for this Indians team.
Yeah, and one of the things that stuck out to me wasn't just how many free throws the Indians shot, but it was a lot of and-one opportunities as well. Making the buckets and then tacking on another point on top of it, those can really stack up for the Indians, build momentum, and just make that lead even tougher for the Mustangs to claw back into.
No question about that. Wetumpka leading at 36-11 at the halftime mark. We've got two more quarters of action coming your way when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at Remax Cornerstone.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie here as Wetumpka leads it 36-11 as we get ready for the third quarter of play. Wetumpka has dominated its way through the first 16 minutes, and now the question is, can they maintain it for a little bit longer? A reminder of what's at stake here as Wetumpka right now sitting in first in the area, 14-7 on the year, 2-0 in area play. Percy Julian 1-1, Stanhope Elmore 0-2. And so now you get to a point, Wetumpka wins this one, they are for sure in the driver's seat to host the area tournament. It would still come down to another matchup with Percy Julian. Stanhope Elmore with a loss today would for sure fall to last in the area and stay there. Wetumpka will have possession to start the second half and immediately will start it off with a catch and shoot three. It took an inbound to Smiley and then immediately a three-pointer to cash in to make it 39-11. Wetumpka already on the board in this third quarter. See what Stanhope Elmore can do on its first possession. Johnson will drive in. He'll pass to Petaway instead. He manages to lay it in off the glass. 39-13, Wetumpka now. And we're just over 30 seconds into the third quarter. Smiley, bounce pass to Voiles up top. Back to Smiley again, looking inside. Ballard has a pass poked away for a moment. It goes out of bounds. Smiley caught it, but had a foot on the sideline there.
Tough break there for the Indians. Him and Tom Suddeth both came over for it. Thought they might collide there for a second. Definitely not something you want to see, but good job from Suddeth to hold up.
Stanhope with it. Petaway passing. And a misfire there. He gave it to Jackson, who was looking for Terrence Collins. Fired it out of bounds. I'll tell you, I mentioned Terrence Collins had not been in the game a whole lot. I am noticing that he's jogging a bit gingerly at the moment, so that could have something to do with it. Robinson to Suddeth. Pass to Boyles. Now, near corner, three. Smiley got it again. Smiley with two threes to open the half.
And those are the first points of the night for Jeremiah Smiley coming out in the second half in a heater.
That's right. Had nothing in the first two quarters. He's got six in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. 42-13 now, Wetumpka.
And this Indians team still just playing so tightly. Smiley almost stole that one away.
Now Stanhope somehow able to come away with it. A missed dunk opportunity there, but a good putback by Isaiah Petaway. Takaro Johnson went up for the dunk and couldn't get it to go his way, but Petaway was in the right place at the right time for the putback. 42-15 now, 6 minutes to go in the third. Voiles. He'll try and do it himself now. Passes inside. Ballard in the paint. Goes up off the glass. And he's got a bucket. He'll head to the free throw line as well.
And yet again, another and one opportunity coming here for the Indians. Wish we had numbers on that, because it feels like almost every single time they've gone inside the paint, or at least half the times, the Indians have gone to the free throw line afterwards, or if they miss the bucket, going straight there.
It's been a different look tonight than what we saw in the previous matchup, where Wetumpka really struggled to get inside, and Caleb Ballard was one of those that did not have as strong of a night as he would have wanted. He's shooting an and one free throw now that will go to make it 45-15. Wetumpka with a 30-point advantage. Ballard had 6 points in the matchup against Stanhope Elmore previously. And he's off to a better start than that here tonight.
Yeah, he's got 9, and I think 6 of those points match that total in the first quarter.
Now Collins, he'll pull a 3, banks that one in, and finally Terrence Collins gets something going.
At 5 points for him, that makes him the leading scorer here for the Mustangs, and Boyle's trying to slow things down a little bit and directing traffic as he brings it across half court.
The Collins 3 makes it 45-18. Jeremiah Smiley will give to Voiles. Voiles has a lane, drives down the right side, through some traffic, can't get the lay, but again, drawing a foul.
And again, just another foul down low inside the paint from the Mustangs and sending the Indians back to the free throw line. That one goes against Petaway. That's the third foul on Petaway. And two fouls in just 3 minutes here already for the Mustangs.
Voiles shooting 2. First one won't fall. Well, Wetumpka, with this large of a lead, you would think maybe it would calm down a little bit here, but Indian student section is still alive and well, everyone on their feet, but remaining quiet for a moment while Andrew Voiles shoots this free throw. Got the second one, and it makes it 46-18 with 5:10 left to go in the third. Stanhope, it would take a lot at this point with the deficit that they have allowed to be built up. A foul called on the floor here. It goes against Wetumpka.
That's against Caleb Ballard there. 4 fouls on Ballard, so probably going to check out, take a seat on the bench. And speak of the devil, Miller Lombardi will come in to the game taking his spot.
Well, Lombardi enters in his place, and that puts Lombardi, Sutton, Smiley, Robinson, and Boyles on the floor. Smiley will steal a pass there and fire this down to Robinson. Can't get the lay, but Sutton there for a putback. He can't get it either. Foul called against Takaro Johnson.
And yet again, that's 3 straight trips to the paint and 3 straight trips to the free throw line immediately following it. Foul goes against Mason Dobbs there for the Mustangs.
In this third quarter, really for the majority of this game, it seemed like anytime Wetumpka has had possession, you can bet you're going to see a couple free throws. Sutton makes the first.
And again, 3 fouls in just over 3 minutes here for the Mustangs, on track to put the Indians right back into the bonus.
And to be clear, that Wetumpka getting the line this much, it's not really anything with officiating. It's just the style of play Wetumpka has been aiming for in this game. They have continued to try and get into the paint, force contact, and have done so effectively. Sutton made the free throw there to make it 48-18. Collins inbounding for Stanhope Elmore. He will bounce it into Fenderson. Still a pretty decent press here from Wetumpka as Lombardi tries to apply it to Cameron Fenderson. Manages to poke it away, and it's picked up by Chris Robinson.
Little 360 steal there from Lombardi. Just kind of chased him around and finally got behind him, poked that ball right out, and snagged by Robinson.
Robinson still with it. Pass to Smiley. He'll loop around. Take a jumper from the free throw line. No good. Mustangs almost had a rebound there with Cortland Crosby. A foul called instead. I believe this will go against Wetumpka. It's Tom Suddeth who is the guilty party.
First foul of the contest there for Tom Suddeth, and despite that, he's had like 8 boards for it already in this one, just doing a great job of playing clean. Just gets called on that one.
Mason Dobbs has it. Almost lost his dribble there at midcourt, but he gets it back. Now he'll try and drive inside, kicking back out to Collins, but misfired. Smiley picked it up, gave it to Robinson, but a foul called against Stanhope on the pass effort as Cortland Crosby mauled Jeremiah Smiley.
And that's 3 on Crosby there, and now you're just 1 foul away if you're Stanhope Elmore from putting the Indians right back in the bonus where it seems like they've lived all game.
Yeah, and again, every time that has been the case, it has been in the first 4 minutes or so as we're at the 4:04 mark of this third quarter. And just a foul away from being in the bonus again. Miller Lombardi got the inbound here at the halfway point of quarter number 3. Smiley has it now. He'll hand it to Robinson. Still from beyond the perimeter. He'll step up, take a long 2, no good. Suddeth with a great rebound, goes up, can't get it off the glass either. Collins with a rebound as he tries to race through traffic, lost it for a moment, but picked it right back up. Now passing to an open man. This is Crosby, drove in, passed to Wise on the far corner. Crosby again, he'll drive in, floater no good, and Voiles with a rebound. Voiles up top, Lombardi, he'll pull the 3, no good. They come away with it. Wetumpka still has it. Voiles picked it up. Now Suddeth up for it. Got it. And the foul.
And that foul, again, gonna send Tom Suddeth right back for an and-one opportunity. And it will also double effect put the Indians into the bonus.
And that'll be important the rest of the way through the third quarter here with 3:16 left in the period. Tom Suddeth will be shooting an and-one free throw after that impressive bucket through the contact in what has become a bit of an ugly matchup here tonight.
And definitely not what you expected to see in a rivalry game, especially after that back and forth contest just a week ago. Indians just coming out, everything going in their favor. And really what stuck out to me so far is Suddeth misses that free throw has been the defense. I mean, there've been some good ball movement from Stanhope Elmore, but just have not been able to convert on any shots. Can't find any space.
Jordan Moore spinning, standing in the paint. He'll take a mid-range shot. No good again. And fighting for the board there. I think Andrew Voiles is going to be called for 1. Yep, they'll give it against Andrew Voiles, who actually took some contact himself. I think he got poked in the nose there. But Jaden Wise will inbound for Stanhope now with 3 minutes to go in the third. Voiles is going to step off here, and he's going to go see the trainers. I think he's got a nosebleed after getting poked. And that'll force Wetumpka to make a substitution here. Jordan Hill will enter for the first time tonight.
Yeah, first minutes of the night there for Jordan Hill. And honestly, we're getting to the point where you might expect to see some of the bench players come in here for the Indians.
If Wetumpka can hold on to it, not let Stanhope get on any kind of crazy run here to end this quarter, I'd imagine that you're right. Probably want to make sure things are still solid after these next 3 minutes of play. Foul is called against Chris Robinson right after the inbound. Cortland Crosby had it and drew the foul on the floor. That's the 4th team foul for Wetumpka this period. Collins will inbound it again to Crosby in the backcourt. Crosby handing to Fenderson. He drives inside. Fenderson goes up. Cannot get it to fall, but again, a foul called on the shot as this one goes against Jeremiah Smiley.
No, sorry, it goes against Lombardi, and that's 3 fouls on the night there for Lombardi.
Now scratch that as, right, it is Lombardi called for it there, who has seen a pretty decent bit of action here tonight as his role has continued to expand in the game plan as the season has gone on. First free throw, a miss there from Cameron Fenderson. He will attempt another here. And got that one. 50-19. with 2:40 to go now in the quarter. Robinson going up against Crosby. He'll drive in, give to Lombardi on the near corner. He drove down the baseline, kick back out. Three-pointer from Robinson, no good. Collins with a board now. Terrence Collins trying to get something going. Lost it for a moment, picked up by Fenderson, but he lost it. Now Davis on a fast break lays it in.
That was a nice move there from LT Davis. Little reverse layup behind the back. Nice move.
Well, it's easy to appreciate the speed of a guy like LT Davis on a court like this. As Robinson steals it away, he manages to easily lay one in on a fast break as well. Now Jaden Wise had it and had it poked out of bounds there by Lombardi. Stanhope will make substitutions. I mentioned LT Davis. You know, you see him at the running back position and plenty of other positions as well in football, and you can't quite appreciate just how quick he is, but then you see a play like that on a fast break where he is just sprinting full head of steam down the court, outrunning everyone, and that's when you really see the athletic ability of a guy like him, just the senior guard right now with LT Davis showing his legs. Stanhope there couldn't get anything to fall as Jaden Burns was in the paint, couldn't get anything. Lombardi lobs one to Suddeth. Won't quite be an alley-oop, but Suddeth catches it and lays it in. 56-19. Down to the last 120 of the third quarter. Slater will pass to Burns. Now Crosby. He pulls the three and no good. Jordan Hill chases it down and gets the rebound. Hill lobs one. Suddeth wide open. Jams it down. A dunk from Tom Suddeth. It's 58-19. 1 minute left in the third. Stolen away again. Davis gives to Robinson. And another easy bucket. It's getting ugly now, folks. 60-19, Wetumpka.
And that was a smooth pass there from LT Davis. No look to Chris Robinson. Just right under the arm of the Mustangs there. And great playing all around here from this Indians team.
42 seconds left in the third quarter. Another foul called on the floor as this one went against Wetumpka, as it was called on Lombardi. That is his fourth. 60-19, 42 seconds left in the third. Jaden Slater shooting two free throws now. Both teams are in the bonus at this point. First free throw from Slater will not go. Boy, took a bounce, rolled around for a couple laps there, and then just dropped out at the last moment.
I think it took about two full spins around the rim there. Just tough shot for the Mustangs. Just haven't been able to get anything going on all night, whether it's from the floor or at the charity stripe.
I think that kind of sums up the day that Stanhope has had here as Slater makes the second. Just really, you know, this Stanhope team, a very talented squad. They have just not been able to find the rhythm they were looking for here tonight. And it's put them down 60-20 at this point. With 30 seconds left in the third, Robinson will drive in, has it poked out, and sent out of bounds. Wetumpka retains possession here. Robinson will inbound from the baseline. He will float it to Wingard, who gives to Davis. Now Robinson in the near corner. Looks back at Wingard in the post. No look pass to Robinson again. Thinking about a three, he'll step up, pull a two that banks in from the near corner. 62-20. 10 seconds left in the third. Dobbs now driving in. 5 seconds, goes up, blocked by Wingard, but a good job to recover there. It was Jaden Burns who picked it up for Stanhope. Got the bucket there before the buzzer. And it is 62-22. Wetumpka leading it over the Mustangs with one quarter left to go on the Collier 4 Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
Our score. Wetumpka with a hefty advantage over Stanhope Elmore with 8 minutes to go. We've got our fourth quarter coming up here in just a moment. Wetumpka taking it all in right now. Stanhope Elmore, not quite. Their fans are getting ready to make their exit here as Wetumpka has just about got this one locked up, barring what would be something remarkable here tonight. Stanhope Elmore has it as they will try and get a bucket here. A shot attempt is blocked there. Mason Dobbs in the paint couldn't get it. Indians have put in the subs here. DJ Kendrick gives to Lorenzi. Hayes Lorenzi fires inside. Ben Tucker with a nice lay. Lorenzi gets an assist out of that as well. LT Davis, Jordan Hill, Ben Tucker, along with DJ Kendrick and Hayes Lorenzi on the floor. Three-pointer for the Mustangs, no good from Jaden Slater, and a rebound from Ben Tucker. Here's Jordan Hill. Hill will give to Lorenzi. And now Davis, back to Lorenzi one more time. Lorenzi, a fan favorite for this Indians team. They've wanted to see him have a good night here for a while. Jordan Hill drove in, couldn't get the floater, and a rebound from Cortland Crosby races down. Foul is called against Lorenzi. Running clock the rest of the way here as we're at about 6 minutes and 50 seconds left to play.
Tough call there on Lorenzi. Thought he got all ball on that possible steal attempt there, but they'll get him for the reach in foul. A little bit of contact on that right arm of the Mustang.
Stanhope will inbound here. It'll be Mason Dobbs with Jaden Slater working together. They bounce inside to Cleckley and almost lost it. They save it from going into the backcourt. Now back up top. Dobbs again driving inside. He'll pass one more time. Burns in the post. Goes up. Can't get the lay. Foul is called again. And I think this one will go on Ben Tucker. It will. Free throws coming now for Stanhope with Jaden Burns. Wetumpka with a 42-point advantage right now. And that is, if it holds, the largest blowout in favor of Wetumpka since December 8th when the Indians beat Marbury 80-33. That was a 47-point difference if anyone needs help with the math like I do.
There's a reason we majored in communications, huh?
5:51 left, and I believe a technical was called here as Stanhope is going to be shooting free throws with everyone else at the half-court line. I'm not quite sure what the tech was for, but it goes against Wetumpka. Missed the first free throw there, did Jaden Burns. He'll take another one that will not fall either. Clock has stopped for a moment with 5:51. I think there was so long of a stoppage here over the tech that they've had to really talk about it a little bit longer. I believe it was Ben Tucker who's being called for it here, but I'm not sure. This is another free throw coming for Isaiah Petaway as they changed who was shooting the free throws. And this may have been a double technical. Again, completely missed what this was. We apologize. It was nothing. It didn't seem like anything too egregious as far as we could tell. Mustangs come out of that with a 64-23 score. They shot 4 free throws and only made 1 of them. Now Petaway working with Slater and Mason Dobbs. Slater lobbing the pass over to Petaway. They'll look inside. Cleckley now. Jumper no good. Rebound by Ben Tucker. And a travel called against Ben Tucker.
Tough there. Just kind of foot slid out from under him as he jumped to make that pass. Not 100% sure that I agree with that call, but Mustangs will take anything they can get here.
So Stanhope gets possession again after the alleged Ben Tucker travel. And in the far corner, a three-pointer will airmail. No good there. Now Jordan Hill with it. Indians with numbers can't get a floater to go from the near side of the baseline there. Jordan Hill, no good. Isaiah Petaway now trying to drive in, and a foul is called again. And this time, they'll call it against DJ Kendrick. .30 left as the clock continues to roll. They were going to shoot free throws, but they had to discuss a little bit, realize that they were going to call that on the floor. And so Jaden Burns will have it. He gives to Slater and now over to Mason Dobbs. Slater driving in. He'll give to Burns. He'll pass to Cleckley back up top. 4 minutes to play. Dobbs. Now to Slater. Everybody just moving around here with less than 4 minutes to go. Slater had a look at it. Wouldn't pull the shot as he gives to Jaden Burns. He lost control. Jordan Hill picks it up. Wetumpka with possession. LT Davis. Catch and shoot three. No good. And a rebound from Burns. Stanhope tried to work its way up. Almost lost it, did Burns. He finds Dobbs. Now an open man. Three-pointer here from Slater, and he cashes that one in. 64-26 now. Lorenzi. Now Jordan Hill back to Lorenzi again. Hayes passing to Hill. He drives in, takes a floater, no good. And rebound by Mason Dobbs. 3 minutes left to go now. As each team takes turns trying to see who can get in the box score here. Ellsbury got a touch for the first time tonight. Jaden Burns will pull a three. No good. Ben Tucker fighting for a board now. Can't come up with it. Here's Jaden Burns again driving in. Can't get the lay, but a foul called against Ben Tucker.
Getting tough call there for Ben Tucker. Thought he got all ball on that one, but must have made contact with the outstretched arm of Burns as he came in.
2:30 left and ticking away as these free throws are coming for Jaden Burns. He'll shoot two and make the first. Burns with another free throw coming. Can't connect on that. Ellsbury with a nice rebound. He will go up and cannot get the putback. Stanhope almost came away with it again. Here's LT Davis now on a fast break, and he dunks it.
Oh, you talk about LT Davis' athleticism. Only at 5'10", he shows off the hops right there and gets up and puts it down.
Three-pointer no good. Ellsbury gets a rebound for Stanhope. And driving in now, Mason Dobbs, nothing doing. Tucker gives to Davis, pass to Hill, alley-oop, and not quite. Almost an alley-oop between Davis and Hill. Davis saves it from going out of bounds, maybe not. They say he stepped out. He had an open Hayes Lorenzi there who may have been able to take that shot.
Indians just having fun out there right now.
1 minute, 15 seconds to go before this one is all over with. Make sure to stick around for our REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. We'll talk with Coach Thomas here in just a few moments at the conclusion of this one and wrap things up. Get ready for next week's matchups with Marbury and Percy Julian. Three-pointer from Jaden Slater off the mark for Stanhope Elmore. Mustangs do come away with the board there. Cleckley had it. It goes out of bounds as Tucker was trying to save it. But instead, it is last touch by Wetumpka. 45 seconds and ticking. Slater inbounding for the Mustangs as this final minute of play continues to go away. Cleckley went up for one, could not get it to fall either. He was standing in the paint, got fouled, and he will shoot free throws as this game comes to an end. We'll see if he even gets both of these shots off. There's 20 seconds left on the clock as the Wetumpka fans wave everyone goodbye. Free throw off target. They have stopped the clock for the free throws. Second free throw is good. 66-28 with 15 seconds left. Now 10. Jordan Hill gives to Lorenzi. Lorenzi with a chance to shoot. He'll pull it. Can't get it. Fans would have lost it if he had made that. Stanhope now racing down the floor, trying for one more bucket. It won't go. And Wetumpka sweeps the Mustangs. 66-28, our final score. Wetumpka with a rivalry victory over the Mustangs. We'll take a break. When we return, we'll recap it all and talk with head coach Stephen Thomas after a 66-28 final score on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show. Indians get a dominating win here tonight over the rival Mustangs, 66-28, and a whole host of Indians in double digits, led by Tom Suddeth, finished this the night with 16 points and another 11 rebounds there for Tom Suddeth. And great job on the night for Suddeth. And Chris Robinson, also in double figures, finishes the night with 11 points, 7 assists, 4 steals, and only just 2 turnovers, despite how much he handled the ball. Great showcase there from Robinson tonight. Andrew Voiles finishes with 13 points on the night and a whole host of assists to go with them for Voiles. He had 5 assists on the night. Sorry, 7 assists. And then LT Davis showing off that playmaking ability. Saw that great dunk from him. Finishes the night with 7 points and 5 steals, showing off that defensive prowess there.
Mitch, thanks for the stat update. Wetumpka getting this win 66-28. We're expecting Coach Stephen Thomas to come join us here in just a moment. Then we'll have more stats and scores for you after that. Coach Thomas making his way up right now on what was a dominant victory over the Mustangs here, something that I don't think we were expecting it to go quite like this. As Coach Stephen Thomas joining us now, and Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, and what a win. I mean, 66-28, I know that, you know, you expect that out of your team, but I'm not sure that we quite expected this good of a showing from this team tonight. Just your first reactions.
Yeah, just the emphasis after Tuesday, we're just coming out and defending at a high level, and I thought we set the tone right off the bat with a little 8-0 run, and that was all fueled on the defensive end, making them shoot tough shots, turnovers, just setting the tone right there early, just leaked into the rest of the game, and I'm really proud with how we just came out and competed at a high level. Like, that's things we preach coming out right off the bat with energy, high effort, and we showed that tonight.
Is that at all a playing angry kind of thing after a loss like that on Tuesday?
You always got that chip on your shoulder after a loss, just from a athlete and competitor standpoint. Like, you never want to have a bad showing like we had on Tuesday, and let that be an identity. You always want to come back, and you always want to show what you're truly capable of, and I thought we showed that tonight.
You had a lot of opportunities at the free throw line tonight. Was that part of the game plan going in, of trying to create that contact a lot and get to the line?
Yeah, we want to be aggressive. We don't want to settle too much for, you know, outside shots. When we got an advantage with a few of our big guys, and even Chris Robinson being able to attack, and Andrew Boyles being able to attack the paint, but we would definitely want to get, you know, inside looks and play an inside out game that I thought we did tonight pretty well.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Excited for what's to come here.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
That's Coach Stephen Thomas, as Wetumpka gets a 66-28 win over the Mustangs here on this Friday night. We'll be right back as we give you more stats and then get ready to wrap things up here as Wetumpka gets a big rivalry victory on the Collier for Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Now on to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus postgame show. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Gavin Baxley. And just a couple more stats here for you. Jeremiah Smiley finishes the night with 6 points, making both threes in rapid fashion to start off that third quarter. Smiley also had a couple of steals, two steals to his name as well. And then Ben Tucker got some points there, first points of the game for him, and finishes with 6 boards to go with it. Great showing all around for the Indians. You had 4 people reach double digits, and just a great offensive performance there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It was a strong showing for this Indians team, and you know, we talk about perfectly executed, right? And that's what we saw today. We heard Coach Thomas talking about the defense being the key to his game plan going into this ball game, and 28 points is exactly what he was hoping for here tonight. So all around a really strong showing, but interested to see next week what we're going to see from this Indians team. You've got a game at Marbury, a team that we've seen Wetumpka already be able to win win in a dominating fashion. But then Percy Julian next week on Thursday, that one is going to be really interesting to officially decide what the area tournament is going to look like at the end of this month.
Yeah, and you got to, I talked to Coach Thomas about it a couple weeks ago, and he stressed the importance of this team being able to host the area tournament. And if the momentum is anything like that from this Indians, from these Indians fans in that game, it should give them quite a big swing in terms of momentum in that tournament.
No doubt. Mitch, a great job from you here today. A great job from this Indians team getting a win here against Stanhope Elmore. The girls did fall short 62-57, unfortunately, but still a strong showing for both teams. And we heard Coach Winchester talk about that as well, that she was proud of the effort from that team against a very talented Stanhope Elmore program. The Lady Indians now hold a record of 14-7, while the men move to 15-7. Along with Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. Our next broadcast originates from Deatsville, Alabama, as the Indians take on Marbury. Tip-off of the girls' game is set for 5:30, while the boys will begin shortly after the girls' game concludes. Our broadcast will be on the air at about 5:20, or whenever the JV game prior comes to a close, about 10 minutes prior to tip-off of the girls' matchup. Again, our final scores tonight: Stanhope gets a win 62-57 over the Indians, and then the boys get a dominant 66-28 victory over Stanhope Elmore. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network.